So today we'll listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 29, on the subject matter, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Manne Savritta Rishivakyam Ritam Vidhatum. खड्गम् प्रगीहदत् अवचो असाद् विधत्सु त्वं ईश्वर मद् अपर अवतो कम् कहरामि रिजर्वर ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज यू हैव किल्ड माय फादर हिरण्यकशिपु एंड सेव्ड मी फ्रॉम हिज सोर्ड. He had said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 29, the Lord says, Samaham sarvabhuteshu na me dosastina priha je bhajanti tumang bhaktya maite tesu chapyaham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is undoubtedly equal to everyone. He has no friend and no enemy. But as one desires benefits from the Lord is very pleased to award them. The lower and higher positions of different living entities are due to their desires, for the Lord being equal to all fulfills everyone's desires. The killing of Hiranyakasipu and saving of Prahlad Maharaj also strictly followed this law of the Supreme Controller's activities. When Prahlad's mother, Hiranyakasipu's wife, Kayadu, was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemy, and Narada Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. Thus, when Hiranyakasipu was going to kill Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord saved Prahlad to fulfill his promise in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanhi Nama Bhakta Pranasyati, and to prove the true words of Narad. The Lord can fulfill many purposes through one action. Thus, the killing of Hiranyakasipu and the saving of Prahlad were enacted simultaneously to prove the truthfulness of the Lord's devotee and fidelity of the Lord himself to his own purpose. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desire of his devotees. Otherwise, he has nothing to do. As confirmed in the Vedic knowledge, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, the Lord has nothing to do personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. Parasa Shaktir Vividhai Vasyate. The Lord has multifarious energies through which everything is done. Thus, when he personally does something, it is only to satisfy the devotee. The Lord is known as Bhakta Vatsal because he very much favors his devoted servants. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj's topic is very, very important. As all of you know, when Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, every day he would go to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath. And when Mahaprabhu would go, Gadadhar Pandit would ask, which part of Srimad Bhagavatam should I read to you? Then Mahaprabhu would request, please, let me listen the charitra of Dhruva and Prahlad. Dhruva Prahlad charitra is so important. Every day Mahaprabhu would ask the same thing, please let me hear more and more Prahlad Maharaj's charitra. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj is the topmost example in the sense, the essence of Bhagavad Gita. As we know in Bhagavad Gita, the three kinds of knowledge have been described: confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, जय अम्बरीश प्रभु की। सो मोर कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज एंड मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज। एंड व्हाट इज दैट मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज? एक्चुअली एज यू नो इन भगवद गीता इज द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द वैदिक नॉलेज। व्हाट एवर हैज बीन स्पोकन इन ऑल द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स, द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल नॉलेज हैज बीन पुट इन टू भगवद गीता। And whatever in 18th chapter in Bhagavad Gita speaks, the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita has been spoken in the middle 6th chapter, from 7th chapter to 12th chapter. And the essence of all the 6 chapters has been spoken in 9th chapter. The most confidential knowledge. And the essence of the whole 9th chapter is spoken in the last verse of 9th chapter. What is that? मनमना भव मत भक्त मत जाजी मांग नमस्कार। मनमना, रिमेम्बर अबाउट मी। तो मनमना, रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण, द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल थिंग्स। एंड आज वी नो श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम द डिफरेंट पर्सनालिटीज दे हैव एग्जाम्पलीफाइड। श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम, हु इज द एग्जाम्पल फॉर विष्णु स्मरणम? प्रहलाद महाराज। So that important it is, that most confidential aspect of all the Vedic literatures which has been exhibited through Prahlad Maharaj's life. So that's why Mahaprabhu every day he'd go and request Gadadhar Pandit, please let me hear about Prahlad Maharaj. So here we see in this specific verse that Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Narasimha Bhagavan. When Narasimha Bhagavan was very angry, he killed many demons, then finally he killed Hiranyakashipu. And he became very, very angry. You know, just imagine, to kill a demon like Hiranyakashipu, how much Lord has to prepare to become angry, right? You have to become really angry to kill him, you know. You have developed that mood of anger. But it's very nice, he killed Hiranyakashipu. And all the demigods, everybody very happy, sprinkling flowers, so finally the demon is killed. Very nice. But one problem arises. The demon is killed, but Narasimha Bhagavan is not getting pacified. He is still angry mood. His anger is not getting subdued. Now he has developed that mood. No? Just like I had heard of one long before, there is a movie, Shole. Shole movie. And the Gabbar Singh. Gabbar Singh was there. So all these players, they had to develop mood. No? So Gabbar Singh has developed such a mood. When something happened on the highway, his tire got punctured. So he was standing there and trying to stop all the lorry-wallas to help him. Everybody scared of Gabbar Singh, you know. Because that mood was there. Somebody has prepared such a way. He took a very grave mood. But it took months to break his grave mood. And just imagine, the Lord has developed his anger mood. So all the demigods are very worried. So what to do? Now one problem is solved. This Hiranyakashipu got killed, but Lord is so angry now. His anger mood is not subduing. So they told Indra, "Oh Devaraj Indra, you please go and do something, so that Lord's anger will be subdued." Devaraj Indra said, no, I can't go close to him. He's so bright, so effulgent, my eyes will get burned. Because all over his body, there are so many eyes, all over his body, he was cursed. So he did not go, he could not dare. Then they told, "Oh, Brahmaji, Pitamaha Brahma, you should go subdue Lord's anger." Then Lord Brahma said, no, he looks so fearsome. If I go, all my beards will get burned. I don't go close to him. He did not go. Then finally, they said, "Oh, Mother Lakshmi, you please go. Satisfy your Lord, your husband, please pacify him." Then Lord Sundar said, no, I have never seen him in this mood before. I don't dare to go to him. So what happened? The whole issue, the concept started from the Vaikuntha. As Prabhupada is saying, Lord, each and every activity Lord is doing, he has unlimited reasons behind it. With this incident, you can see how many reasons he has. He is fulfilling the desires. See, he is saying he is very much favors. He is simply to fulfill the desires of the devotees. Lord is not after fulfilling his desires. His business is simply to fulfill the desire of his devotees. So one day, Lord Vishnu taking rest, Mother Lakshmi massaging his lotus feet. And Lakshmi Devi asked Lord Vishnu, "Oh my dear Prabhu, my dear husband, your body is so soft. Vishnu's body must be very soft like butter, you know. She is massaging his lotus feet. Oh my Prabhu, your body is so soft. But I have heard you fight with all these big demons, their body is like iron. How with your soft body you fight with all these demons?" And Lord Vishnu smiled. "Oh, you want to see how I fight with demons? Okay, one day I'll show you. I'll fulfill your desire." So in the meantime, Lord has arranged in such a way that noise came from the main gate. There's fighting between Jaya Vijay and Satish Kumar. Because Lakshmi Deva has desire. "Oh, my Lord, how do you manage to fight with demons?" So now that time has matured. Lakshmi's desire has been fulfilled. Now Lakshmi Deva see, "Oh, I've never seen him like this. So ferocious." So Lakshmi Deva did not dare to go close. So no one can go close to Narasimha Bhagavan. What to do? Then Ganesh came. Ganesh said, "I am devotee of Narasimha Dev. I will satisfy my Lord." Now that is why Ganesh is Vighna Vinashak. That's why all the people they worship Ganesh. Because he is a great devotee of Narasimha Bhagavan. So he is empowered to remove all the obstacles. Then Ganesh came. Ganesh going in front of Narasimha Bhagavan, riding on his Bahan carrier. Who is Ganesh carrier? A small rat. A rat and fat Ganesh sitting on top of him. The Narasimha Dev sitting on the Singhasan. No. Very angry, so angry. Winds blowing from his nose. He's breathing out like big storm coming from his nose. And when Ganesh came approaching close to Narasimha Bhagavan, and that so much heavy wind was blowing from his nose, the Ganesh fell from the top of the rat. So when Ganesh fell from the top of the rat, then all the demigods, everybody started to laugh. No? So Narasimha Bhagavan could not control himself. He started to laugh also. Then everybody thinking, "Wow, finally Lord has subdued." No? Because Lord is smiling, he's laughing. His anger has subdued. But Lord's anger has not subdued. Occasionally, by seeing the fun, maybe he's smiling that Ganesh fell from top of the rat. But he is burning, he's so angry. So then finally, what to do? Then all the demigods, they found there's no other way to subdue the Lord. And that Prahlad, "You are the cause of everything. Only because of you, Lord developed this anger to kill your father. Now you have to do something. Now you have to go for Lord." All others are scared to go in front of the Lord. But Prahlad is not, he is not afraid of. He simply went close to the Lord, gave a garland, and very affectionately, Lord picked him up like his own baby, put on his lap, licking his body, smelling his body, you know. For Prahlad Maharaj, he was very soft, very nice, very compassionate. For his devotee, actually Lord looks his devotee in one way and demons he appears in a different way. If you go to Mayapur, in Mayapur they say, "Oh, Mayapur Narasimha, he's Ugra Narasimha. He's coming. Mayapur Narasimha is very special Narasimha." What is that Narasimha? Mayapur Narasimha, just coming out of the pillar, not blessing Prahlad Maharaj or keeping Lakshmi Devi one side in the mudra like this, not like that. It's very climax point that Narasimha Bhagavan tolerating. At one point, he said, "No more tolerating." No, he's just coming out of that now figure, very fearsome, everybody feels very fearsome figure. But actually if you watch Narasimhadev very nicely, you will see he is smiling. Specifically if you go to Mayapur, sometimes happens to go Chandan base, we decorate Narasimha Bhagavan with Chandan. His face is more prominent, you see, big smile like this, you know, smiling. He is not like his form is not the real form that Narasimha Bhagavan coming out of the pillar. It is like a form, just like a father has gone to fight in the battlefield. And he has come back from the battlefield. And the son asking, oh my dear father, how would you fight in the battlefield? Then the father would imitate, oh, I would fight like this. No? Then after that father would laugh. This is how to show to his son. So Narasimha to his devotees like this. No, it's not like this. Really when he is coming out of pillar to kill Hiranyakashipu, rather he is showing to his devotee, oh my dear devotees, this is how I would fight with my with Hiranyakashipu. So magnanimity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that goes everywhere. Here Prabhupada making the point from this verse. This verse Prahlad Maharaj mentioning, Mata Prana Rakshanam Ananta. O unlimited one, reservoir of unlimited transcendental qualities, Mata Prana Rakshanam. You saved my life, and the same time, Pitu Badhacha. And you killed my father also. And why you did like this? You are killing somebody, you are saving somebody. Are you partial? You are affectionate to somebody and killing another person. It's very nice description here to understand the real quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he is devoid of any kinds of inebrities. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, this verse has such a deep meaning, valuable meaning. That is, mat prana rakshanam an pitu badha. So, both you have done. And I consider why you have done these things. Is it because you are partial to me and you are inimical to my father? No. You have done this because swabhritya rishivaksha ritam vidhatum. Swabhritya rishivakyam. Who is that rishi? That rishi is Narad Muni. Rishivakyam. Swabhritya, your devotee, your unalloyed servant, swabhritya. Rishivakyam mritam vidhatum, to prove to this world that whatever my devotees say, that is true, that has to happen. Because your devotee, Narad Muni, he said, when Kayadu was under the shelter of Narad Muni, that time Kayadu had prayed, O Rishivara, please bless my son will be protected. That time Prabhupada explaining in this purport, Narad Muni has told that yes, in every time your son will be protected. So that is the reason why the Lord has to kill my father. That is main reason is the real cause. There is no other cause. The cause is you simply want to keep your devotee's words to prove whatever devotees say is truth. That does not show any bad qualities. You are bhaktavasala, bhaktyanugraha katara. You are always waiting, eagerly waiting to give boon to your devotees. Lord is so much bhaktavasala. He breaks all the rules and regulations just to please his devotees. Vishwanatha Gaudapada explaining, he has unlimited transcendental qualities. There are 18 qualities he has explained that Parambrahma should not have all these qualities. He should not have all these qualities. Parambrahma should not be bewildered. He should not be angry. He should not be partial. He should not cry. There is no pain for him. For Parambrahma. All 18 qualities he has explained. But then he is saying, oh Lord, you are so merciful. For your devotees, you accept all these qualities even if they are not supposed to be within you. Just to please, to keep the words of your devotees. Sometimes I think people that bewildered about Rama, Krishna, how Rama can become God, how Krishna can become God. So why does not be bewildered? It is not so difficult to become bewildered. It's very easy to become bewildered. Ramchandra, we say he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan. Oh, he is Bhagavan. He has banished to the forest. His wife is stolen by a demon. And when Sita Devi was stolen, Ramachandra is crying like ordinary man. Oh, my wife is stolen. What should I do? Where should I go? No, completely bewildered person. Is this the quality of Param Brahma? Is Bhagavan behave like this? But how the non-devotees can understand this truth? Nahaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yogamaya samāvṛtam. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, mujjanti jatasurāya. How to speak of ordinary poor people? Even if great demigods and saintly personalities, they don't understand. They get bewildered. How Rama can become Bhagavan? How Krishna, just by seeing a stick in his mother's hand, is crying and running away with fear? How he can become Bhagavan? That's why our Acharya is explaining. Yes, this is Bhakta Vatsala. These are not the defects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are bhusana. Bhusana means ornaments. He is protecting his devotees. He is fulfilling the desires of his devotee. He has done all these things not to show his partiality or impartiality, rather to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Actually, he is fulfilling everyone's desire. He is fulfilling the desire of Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu is saying, let your Lord come and save you, I will see. Lord saying, oh, I will fulfill your desire. You are telling Prahlad, you are asking Prahlad, let your Lord come and protect you, I will see. Oh, you want to see how I protected my devotee? So I am coming. So all he did, he fulfilled the desire of Hiranyakashipu. He wanted that. And Kayad also, well, she had asked also, please bless him, he will be always protected. Fulfilling Kayad's desire. Fulfilling Narad Muni's desire. Lord is there only to fulfill the desire. Not only, it's a very another interesting point is, just see, when Hiranyakashipu was angry upon Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted to kill in different way. He was trying to pacify him, to correct him. Then he said, that you are like a dog. The dog's tail can never become straightened. As much as you try to make it straight, become bent again. You are like a dog like that. So this boy, there is no use of this boy remaining alive. Just kill him. So as soon as Hiranyakashipu ordered, their hands are itching, all the demons, to get something to kill. When they came to kill Prahlad Maharaj, what Prahlad Maharaj did? All he did, he meditated. Oh my Lord, you are within me. You are within these demons. You are within these swords. He made Vishnumaya Jagat. Everything Vishnumaya. So who will kill whom? The sword is Vishnu. I am Vishnu. There demons. Vishnu is everywhere. So when they are trying to kill, what to speak of killing him, all the swords, they broke into pieces. Then Hiranyakashipu, he called. He said, okay, from Nagaloka, he called all the serpents, venomous serpents. They're so poisonous, they don't need to bite somebody. They'll just go pass through you and you'll be killed. That's like Kaliya Naga was so poisonous. The trees were not growing. No need for Kaliya Naga to bite somebody. So poisonous, it is written somewhere I heard. The birds will fly on the sky. It's so poisonous. They would die. And that kind of poisonous, Lubdhaka, Rambhaka, Kundaka, all kinds of poisonous snake he brought. Okay, bite and kill Prahlad. They're biting Prahlad Maharaj. And by biting, all the teeth came out. They're vomiting. And the head spinning. They vomited and fell down. Oh, we cannot kill him. So many, the elephants came. Elephants also could not kill. Then Prahlad was put in fire. Okay, let him get burned there. Then after some time, Prahlad said, oh, my dear father, I'm feeling very cold inside here. He's feeling very cold. Oh, really? He came out of this. So many giving poison, different ways. Then at one point, Hiranyakashipu asking, hey, Prahlad, what is wrong with you? I'm trying to kill you so many ways. Why don't you get killed? No, he's asking you. And Prahlad saying, how can I get killed? You may be trying to kill me, but what are you doing? You are throwing me into the ocean. But ocean is the house of my father. He is Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He is sleeping there. So if you send me there, how I will be killed? Okay, you are throwing me in front of the serpent. The serpent is the bed of my father. My father is sleeping in the serpent. How the serpents, what they can do to me? Then he said, you are throwing me into fire. The fire is the mouth of my father. Vishnu, he eats through fire. And how I will be killed? Then he is saying, you are giving me poison. But poison is my uncle. So how my uncle will kill me? How poison is Prahlad Maharaj's uncle? He is thinking, his consciousness, this is how Krishna consciousness is. Stabara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hai tar ishtadva spurti. How Prahlad Maharaj is relating everything. Even if he has thrown something to be killed, he is connecting to Vishnu, so how he can be killed? So he said, you are giving me poison, but poison is my uncle. How my uncle will kill me? How poison is his uncle? He is thinking that Lakshmi Devi, she appeared from the ocean when Samudra Manthan was taking place. She appeared from the ocean and poison also appeared from the ocean. So thus they have one father. So Lakshmi Devi and poison, that brother and sister. So Narayana is my father, Lakshmi is my mother. So poison is my uncle. So how uncle can kill me? Just the consciousness, the Prahlad Maharaj consciousness. So in this way, so many different ways. The point I am trying to say, when Hiranyakashipu saw, is no way I can kill him. Till now, Lord Vishnu has not come to fight with him, to kill him. In so many ways, Lord Vishnu has shown that you cannot kill Prahlad. Finally, Hiranyakashipu got so fed up. Then when Prahlad went and started to convert the school students to become devotee, then Hiranyakashipu became so fed up. He thought, oh, not only this guy has become devotee of Vishnu, he is spoiling others also. Okay, I cannot kill him. Throw him into the ocean. Then they brought Nagafasa, bind him and throw him into the ocean. At least he will stay there, finally he will die over there. He is staying there, but Prahlad Maharaj is not affected. He is still remembering Vishnu, doing his chanting, his Gayatri and everything. And at one point he becomes so powerful that all the mountain and everything was put on top of Prahlad Maharaj. They got thrown out and Prahlad Maharaj again came back to his father. Oh, my dear father, please accept my humble obeisances. Oh, you are still surviving? Yes, by your mercy I am still... How can you survive till now? Yes, I am protected by Vishnu. So he became very angry. So now the last point is, now we see, not only Krishna trying to fulfill Narada Muni's desire, his mother's desire, his wife's desire, plus mother's desire, plus desire, he is trying to fulfill the desire, very desire of Hiranyakashipu also. Because behind all these things happening is another secret reason Vishwanath Chakravarti has revealed. That one day in Vaikuntha, the Jaya Vijay, they are guarding. So they are guarding whole day what they will do. They are just gossiping. Gossiping in Vaikuntha is not gossip like we gossip. Glorifying Lord. Since they are gossiping, they are thinking, two brothers discussing, that, oh, our Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God means the enjoyer of everything. He should enjoy everything, but we can see our Lord is enjoying everything, but one thing He is not enjoying. He is deprived of one enjoyment. What is that enjoyment? Then He cannot enjoy the wrestling. The enjoyment one would derive by doing wrestling, our Lord is not deriving that. In Vaikuntha, who can dare to wrestle with Vishnu? They can't put their hand even upon the shoulder. Maximum they can do, go on handshake. In Vaikuntha they can do handshake. In Bhagavata explains, I was thinking this handshake is Western culture. But when Bhagavata one verse is written, they are handshaking with Lord Vishnu. So that much you can do. You can put, people are so scared. Even Lakshmi Devi, the Bhakya Vilasinology residing on the chest of Vishnu,
She is so afraid of Vishnu. Very carefully she has to massage the lotus feet of Vishnu. So who can dare to fight with Vishnu? Then these two brothers say, "Oh, my Lord, our Lord is enjoyer of everything, but one enjoyment our Lord is lacking. What can be done? Who can give him that enjoyment of wrestling?" Then finally they thought, "Except us, we are very powerful. Except us, who can fight with our Lord? But we can fight, but unless we take an inimical mood, that fighting will not be so interesting fight. No, fighting make an interesting fight." So when they're developing this desire, same time the Lakshmi also developing desire, and all kinds of things happening, and same time there's time for the Lord to come to this material world. So many things happening at the same time. So Lord said, "Okay, your desires also will be fulfilled. I will go and fight with you." So that is another reason. Narada Muni's desire to be fulfilled, and also Hiranyakasipu's, the original desire, where they are in Jaya Vijaya, the pure devotee of Lord Vishnu, they had developed a desire that we will have wrestling, fighting with you, and their desire also has to be developed. So in this way, Prabhupada explaining that for Lord Bhakta Vatsala, Bhaktyanugraha Katarata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has unlimited good qualities. But all these good qualities would be useless if he would not have this one quality, Bhaktyanugraha Katarata, eagerly waiting how to anugraha, do anugraha to his devotee. The Bhakta Vatsalata. And Vishwanath Chakravarti giving example, one rich man in a village has a lot of opulence and everything, but he is not kind to the people, then what is the use of his riches, his opulence? In the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he has unlimited good qualities, if he would be deprived of this one quality, all his good qualities would be useless. So, for the ordinary people, though they don't understand the magnanimity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they see, "Oh, he's not merciful, he's so angry, he's partial." They will understand things in one way. But when we will read the subject matter of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as explained by our acharyas, the real things will be revealed, that how it is true that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial, he is impartial. And above all, whether he kills or whether he saves, that is protection. That is protection. Krishna rakshatiti vishwasa. Krishna will definitely protect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, whether Krishna rakshatiti, Krishna na rakshatiti. Aslisava padaratang pinastumang adarsanat marmahata karatva तथा तथा वा विदधात लंपट मत प्राणनाथस्तु सायबना परह. पर डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा आश्लिष्यवा पदरतं पिनस्तमं अदर्शनात् मर्महत करति. हदर यू एम्ब्रास में ट्रम्पल में अंडर योर फीट, यू डोंट गिव दर्शन. इन एनी केस, इफ यू सेव मी आई एम प्रोटेक्टेड, इफ यू किल मी आई एम ऑल्सो प्रोटेक्टेड. सो इन एनी केस, व्हाट एवर कृष्ण विल डू टू अस, वी आर ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड. So everybody is protected. Demons are protected, demigods are protected, devotees are protected in the eyes of Krishna. Everybody protected. We may get worried, Krishna killed. He got killed. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsanam. Krishna saying there are four kinds of sufferings in this material world. But these sufferings are for us, but not for Krishna. Krishna does not think that living entities are suffering from janma mrityu jara vyadhi. For Krishna, there is another suffering that living entities are going through. When we leave Krishna come here, Krishna becomes very worried for us. These guys are leaving me, going to material world. They will suffer there like anything. What he is worried? Is Krishna worried for us that we will suffer from birth, death, old age, disease? No, he is not worried for that. The death is not suffering. Dhirastatra namujjati. The sthitaraka pragam people, they don't go bewildered with death, birth, death, old age, disease, that apparent suffering. Their suffering felt by the ignorant people. For the people in the platform of knowledge, there is another kind of suffering. There are two kinds of sufferings. Suffering for ignorant people, suffering for knowledgeable people. Suffering for ignorant people is janma mritya jara vyadhi. And when you come to the platform of knowledge, the real suffering starts. That's why Maitreya Muni is saying, in this world, two kinds of people are happy. Those that are ignorant, mad, they don't know anything, gross materialistics, they think I am very happy. They don't understand what is suffering. Paramahansa, they are happy. Only middle people like us, we are suffering. We know what is suffering, but we don't know what is ananda. We have not got that. So we are the one who are suffering. The knowledge of people are suffering. What their suffering is? Their suffering is, dullabha manusha janma labhya sansare krishna nabhajana dukkha kahiva kahare. That indescribable, undescribable sufferings that we are suffering due to lack of, that we are not engaged in devotional service. The real suffering that Krishna is worried for us is that the absence of enjoyment that we would derive by serving Krishna, that we are lacking, that is the kind of suffering that Krishna is worried. But Krishna's eyes, Hiranyakashipu killed, that is not suffering. In his eyes, how the living entities will come back to me. So in this way, through this prayer, Prahlad Maharaj, being a pure devotee of Lord, he is glorifying the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he is not a partial, he is simply fulfilling the desire of his devotees. Jai Narasingha Bhagavan ki, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.